Good morning, Siler City Church of God, and all the members and all those who attend. Wish I could see you. Be glad when we get back to the place where we can shake hands and hug necks and listen to the stories that each one of us have to tell about how good God is and what He's done. Get back to praise and worship. Get back to the corporate singing and worshiping God together and letting the presence of God fall. And so I know that being contained is no fun. I'm not enjoying it myself. I don't like being locked in. But this is not probably the first time. I can remember being quarantined back in my younger years when my mother would quarantine me, or in other words, she would tell me that I was grounded and I couldn't go anywhere. So, I love you. I hope you're doing well. Stay safe, stay in the Word, stay in prayer, stay in your homes and only doing what you just have to do to stay safe, because there's a better day coming. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Creator and Preserver of all things, we thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. You have shown all people, especially in sending Your only Son to be our Savior from sin. Not only from sin, but death and power and the devil. Be with us during this time of sickness and fear and doubt. Let Your words bring comfort and hope to all that hear, calming the fear and providing strength for each day. Give our leaders the wisdom to make decisions that will help our people with their earthly needs and protect them from all harm. Protect our doctors, our nurses, all of our health care providers, all of our first responders, all those who provide care for the sick and for those who cannot care for themselves. Give an extra measure of strength and help to those that sure need it, and we all need it in these difficult times. We pray that You'll provide calm and peaceful days as we together face this coronavirus. Remind each one of us, though, our responsibility, not only to our neighbor, but to ourselves, that we consider one another in all the decisions that we make. Above all, we pray that Your will be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. I want to talk about hope for a few minutes. What is hope? Webster's defines hope as being a feeling of what is wanted and what is wanted to happen, wanting or expecting something. Proverbs 29:18 says it this way, where there's no vision, the people perish. If we can see something ahead of you that is good, then we have hope. But when we can't see anything, as the Scripture just said, then we will perish because we can't believe there's good days ahead. If you can't see anything ahead of you, then there's nothing worth hanging on to. You have lost your hope. If you think things are worse and won't get any better, you've lost your hope. If you think there is no need to get your expectations up because nothing ever good comes of it, then you've lost your hope. If we have hope, then we will keep expecting something good. If we have hope, we will keep on because we know that just around the corner, things are going to get better. This coronavirus is not always going to stay. God will come through. If we have hope, that we know that we have something to hope for that will keep us, no matter what happens, and that is something or someone will take care of us. We don't have much hope if we're looking into people. But if we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our salvation, we have hope. When we have hope, then we not only care for self, but we care for those around us. When we lose hope, it's easy to settle into things that lead us to depression. Having no hope causes us to do, I'm sorry to use this word, stupid things, because we don't care about ourselves and we don't care about others. So we see from that hope is valuable. It's a treasure that we need to hope on too. We can see why the devil tries to steal our hope away from us. By stealing your hope, he can drive us to do things that are not right. He can take away our strength and we become weak. But when we believe in Christ, he said that when we're weak, that we can be made strong. And so we stand with God. We think, what difference does it make? You know, if I stand in my belief, I just don't think God's going to come through. But hope renewed will remind you when you're in the Word and when you're praying, God will come through. There's been many a plague when you go through the Old Testament and come through the Bible. And this is not the first quarantine time, according to Isaiah, when he told people to stay home. But let me tell you something. God has always come through, and he'll come through again. Job said in 16 that when hard times come, we can forget our misery and remember that it's like water passed away. We know that hard times will come, but what we've got to do in the hard times is we just need to really get a hold of God and believe that God will do what he says he's going to do, and he will come through. Paul, in the great chapter of 1 Corinthians 13, he ends the favorite phrase, and he said there's three things that remain or abide: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And we need to hear good sermons about how much God loves us and how much God cares about us. But right now, we need to hear about hope. Stop and think for a moment. What is your hope? How would you explain your hope to an unbeliever? Could you even get beyond the words, my hope is in heaven? In other words, we're just looking that there's no hope here, so our hope is going to be in heaven when we get there. But yet, we must have hope here. Isaiah came on the scene during the wartime with a message of hope and the promise of salvation. His message of hope came clearly in a career between the prosperity of Uzziah and the reform of Hezekiah. And the land was destitute. It had everything but God. And that's what a lot of people think today, that God's not on the scene. But we need to make this clear, or I need to make this clear. We live in a fallen world. And we live in, and since it's a fallen world, sin happens. And because sin happens, a lot of bad things happen. And a lot of disease, a lot of things go on. But it's not God. God is there to take care of us. But let me tell you something. You've got to call on God for yourself. You just can't, your definition of what you think God is may be the wrong definition. Maybe you haven't read enough in the Word of God to know the real and true God. You've heard some preacher talk about it. You've heard people talk about it. And because of that, you just have no hope in the gospel. You don't believe God's going to come through. You put your faith in a preacher and he lets you down. You put faith in Christians and they let you down. But yet your belief system is what you really believe about God is where you are right now. But I'm here to tell you, God loves you and God cares about you and God wants to see you through and God will bring you through that. Nobody is going to leave this world. I know a lot of people are dying because of the coronavirus and it breaks people's heart. But yet we're calling out to God. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then he would hear from heaven and heal the land. And I really believe God will do that if we'll cry out to God. But when we're selfish, when we don't believe God will do something, when we have no hope, then, you know, what are we going to do? What do we expect? The only thing you can expect is depression. And so, but where does hope come from? Scripture tells us that if we look for hope, too often we look in the wrong places. The Bible is a persistent belief, and despite of the trauma and the tragedies and the coronavirus and everything that's going on, God is still working. God is working for those who are calling on Him. And somebody might say, well, my brother, my sister, my mother, my dad, they were calling on God, and yet, you know, this coronavirus took their life. If they were a true born-again child of God, they are in the best place they've ever been because they are with God where there is no pain and there is no suffering and there is no coronavirus. I know we're sad. I understand that when we lose loved ones and family members and all that, we want to blame God. But yet he just told us that he provides places for us, and that place is heaven. And yet he will comfort us here until the time that we go to be with family. But because there's a lot of trauma and tragedies of life. God's still working. You need to listen to the song sometime, Waymaker. And go to YouTube and pull it up and listen to it. God is a waymaker. He's working when nothing else works. And so the message of the Bible is not a situation is it without hope. Isaiah brought this hope to this people. A day will come when, the scripture tells us in Psalm 62 and 5, my hope comes from God. We're told in Psalm 42 and 5, put your hope in God. The subject of that sentence is you. You put your hope in God. Not just wing a prayer, not just talk about it, or not just quote a scripture from a mental standpoint because you know the scripture. Get along with God. Yes, we need to be concerned. Yes, we need to keep the laws of the land the best we can and be concerned. And that doesn't mean that we don't have faith. It just means that we do what we know is right to do. But he's saying here in the psalmist, he said, you've got to put your hope in God. And so Hebrews 6:19 says that we have the hope and that it is the anchor of our soul and secure. It is secure if we're secure in God. But if we're not secure with God, how can we have hope? My family was laughing at the table today, and they were singing, gloom, despair, and agony on me, deep, dark, decisive misery. And I told myself, I'm not going to sing that song. I don't want to, because I'm believing that God, this thing, the coronavirus, will begin to level off. There's a lot of prophecy that says that after Easter it will level off and begin to turn around. And I'd rather believe in that and all these TV people and all these newscasters and all these that's making it worse and worse. Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen you in your heart, and you shall have hope in the Lord. You can't be heartsick during this time. Listen, I have to say from my own personal standpoint right now, I almost left this world a month ago, but God kept me here. If God kept me here through that tragedy that I just went through, I don't believe that this is going to take me out. I believe God's got something else for me to do. I believe God's got something else for you to do. But I believe that you've got to get a hold of it for yourself. I believe you've got to, as David said, he encouraged himself in the Lord to find hope in the Lord, because he said he'd strengthen your heart and there would be hope in the Lord. Psalms 33:18 said, behold, the eyes of the Lord upon them that fear him and them that have hope in his mercy. God is full of mercy. It says his mercy is fresh and anew each day. So if it's fresh and anew each day, there's hope each day. We just need to hang on to him. Psalms 42:5 kind of gives us an idea of where a lot of people are. Why art thou cast down on my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for yet I will praise him for the help of his countenance. And so it says that people, yes, they're cast down. Yes, they're, they think the end of the world is coming. This is the end time. It's not the end times. It may be part of the beginnings of it, but this is not the end times. The earth is not going to be destroyed by this coronavirus. I just don't believe that. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Well, he just said, why are you cast down? Now he says that, if you don't have hope, you're heartsick, you're depressed, and this just really bothers me that the ABC store can be open, because so that, what people going to find hope in Jack Daniels, people going to find hope in Lim Motlow, people going to find hope in, and alcohol. So, we keep the ABC C-Store open. They say it's essential. It's essential for those who don't have hope because they go home and drink and trying to evade where they are and not live. They just going to sit there in their pity party. And we know that alcohol is a depressant and it just makes people worse. Hope makes deferred makes a heart sick. But when we cometh, it is a tree of life. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up your loins and mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you as a revelation of Jesus Christ. How did he say to get hope? He said, be sober and hope to the end for the grace. How did it come? It's brought to you. How? Through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus in our life gives us hope. He didn't go to the cross for us not to have hope. He didn't hang on the cross for us not to have hope. He didn't bear the cat of 39 tails without us having hope. He didn't take the Roman spear in his side and the nails in his hand for us to not have hope. It says it. He brought us hope. We just need to look to him as the author and the finisher of our faith. He always has come through. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Philippians 1:20. According to my earnest expectation and my hope. Oh, earnest expectation. I believe something's going to happen. I believe this is going to level off. I believe this thing's going to turn around. I also believe that when this turns around, that when usually we have situations like this, revival comes along. And all of a sudden, people turn back to God because they've run their little course and done their little selfish ways and done all the things they want to do, and they've left God on the outside. Now people are talking about, we need to get God back in school, and need to get the Bible back in school. And we know, well, it's just, we talk about getting it back in school, you need to get it back in the homes, where the parents teach the kids about the goodness of God and His mercy for these tragic times. According to my earnest expectation, I expect God to come through. But I must say this, I expect God to come through. But I've given my heart to God, and I know who God is. And if for some reason that it's time for me to go home, I have lost nothing and gained everything. But he said, my expectation is this, and this is my real expectation, that I shall live and not die, and I shall declare the word of the Lord in this time of tragedy and trauma. In that, I'm not going to be ashamed. But he said, all that with all boldness as always now, also Christ being magnified in my body, were by life or by death. In other words, going to come through. I just believe God's going to show up. I believe there's going to be a new day. I believe there's going to be a crossing over. I mean, when I talk about crossing over, in the Old Testament, Moses and all the people, they stood at the Red Sea, and they had to leave Egypt because it was bondage. In other words, they're leaving something. They're believing for something better. They're believing that God is pulling them out, leading them out. And I believe God is leading us out of this, and I believe that we're going to come through, and I believe God is going to save us and bring us through. But here's what I'm trying to say. They were leaving the bondage. They were leaving the tragedy. They were leaving the trauma. But yet, and that Red Sea parted, and God parted it for them, and the waters congealed and stood on each side. And as it stood on each side, they went across on dry ground. But let me tell you something. Before they could enter the promised land, they had to leave where they were. And what I'm telling you is this. In your mind, in your heart, you need to leave where you are, and you need to believe and hope that Jesus will come through. Because they did. Some of them didn't make it to the promised land. But Joshua, when they crossed Jordan, see, there was another crossing over. They entered the promised land. In other words, They had to leave to enter. You've got to leave your mindset. You've got to leave your fears. You've got to leave your depression. You've got to leave it all. And before you can enter to the blessings of God or the promised land, there's better days ahead, church. I believe this. I know there's going to be some tribulating times, but I believe for the born-again child of God that there are going to be greater days ahead. And I'm praying that God, not only God will heal this land, but He will bring revival in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Church, I love you. Look forward to seeing you again. As I said earlier, look forward to all the good stories about what God has done. Pray that you prosper, be in health, even you so prosper. And may the blessings of God be upon you. And I'll be talking to you by phone in Jesus' name. Amen.